Hello everyone, and welcome to my virtual poster presentation. My name is Catherine van der Linden, and I'm currently doing a PhD supervised by Professors Olivier Ferron and Cyril Corbet in the FATH laboratory in UC Louvain. My presentation is entitled Therapy-induced DNA methylation inactivates MCT1 and renders tumor cells vulnerable for MCT4 inhibition. Firstly, I will give you a short introduction. To counteract resistance to anti-metabolic treatments due to metabolic plasticity abilities from tumor cells, we decided to take advantage of a short challenge with the first anti-metabolic drug leading to new metabolic addictions in the cancer cells. These new metabolic addictions will become an Achilles heel that can be specifically targeted with a second anti-metabolic treatment to lead to cell death in a collateral lethality manner. For the first treatment, we have used the tribromopyrivate, which is an alkylating agent recognized as an anti-glycolytic drug because it will inhibit two important enzymes for glycolysis, the exokinase 2 and the GAPTH. So the first thing we did in the lab was to establish three different cell lines that are resistant to the tribromopyrivate compound by chronically exposing them to increasing concentrations of the drug. So we have the UMUC3, the CIA, and the HCT116 cells, which are respectively bladder, cervix, and colorectal carcinoma cell lines, and we can see that the IC50 is superior to 100 micromolar of tribromopyrivate for the three resistant cell lines. Since tribromopyrivate is an anti-glycolytic agent, we firstly assessed the status of glycolysis in our native and resistant cells, and we were actually quite surprised to see that glycolysis seems to be maintained in the resistant cells. As we can see, the glucose-induced acidification of the extracellular medium is basically the same between the three couples of native and resistant cells, and importantly, the glycolytic reserve is even exacerbated in the resistant cells. This maintained glycolysis led us to hypothesize that the acquired resistance to tribromopyrivate could be due to a blockade of drug import. And it has been previously demonstrated that the tribromopyrivate can enter in the cells through the monocarboxylate transporter MCT1, which is also a well-known lactate transporter. As expected, we observed a dramatic decrease of MCT1 mRNA expression levels, and we were also able to link this downregulation to an epigenetic phenomenon by analyzing with bisulfite genomic sequencing the methylation status of MCT1 promoter in the native and the resistant cells, each black dot here representing a methylated CpG site. MCT1 being a lactate transporter, as I said before, logically, we next observed that resistant cells are not able to survive in a medium containing only lactate, and they are not able neither to use this lactate to produce oxygen consumption rates measured by seahorse respirometry. If resistant cells have a maintained glycolysis, logically they will produce high amounts of lactate, but if MCT1 is not there to do the job of lactate export, we were next interested in the status of MCT4 in our cells, which is also a well-known lactate transporter. And we observed here a net increase of MCT4 expression in the resistant cells, as we can see on this immunofluorescence picture. The glycolytic flux of the resistant cells is strictly dependent of this MCT4 upregulation, because when we treat the cells with an siRNA targeting MCT4, we can see a significant decrease of lactate secretion in the resistant cells, but not in the native cells. To conclude, we decided to take advantage of this MCT4 upregulation and dependence to try to specifically target the tribromopyrivate resistant cells and to try to weaken them. To this point, we have used diclofenac. Diclofenac is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug which has been recently reproposed to target MCT4 transporter activity. We can see that treating spheroids derived from native and resistant cells with diclofenac leads to the apparition of a halo of dead cells surrounding the resistant spheroid and thereby to a decrease of spheroid area. We also decided to go further and to try to prevent the establishment of tribromopyrivate resistance by treating native cells with the combination of tribromopyrivate and diclofenac together, but also with both treatments administered alone sequentially. And we observed that the three modes of treatment administration delay the growth of the native cells in vitro, but also of CIA tumors in an in vivo model with nude mice. Thank you so much for your attention.